a sad moment, but also the opportunity to reflect on and to celebrate an extraordinary life well lived. She was 96 years old, and her life spanned 17 American presidencies, from Calvin Coolidge to Joe Biden. And to look at her time as First Lady was significant and interesting. She actually created the office of the First Lady, establishing that East Wing post that is so familiar to us now as the place where First Ladies and their staff operate from. And she attended cabinet meetings, national security briefings. Her handwriting was evident in all of his speeches. She's very involved, very intimately close to the president that she was married to for so long. And then, of course, their life post-presidency has been so significant and so impactful as well.
So in her role as the First Lady, and we've heard that she actually attended cabinet meetings, various briefings, I guess she described herself as a sounding board. Some people say she was an advisor, but she did have a significant role, almost a, was she a partner in the presidency?
Well, you know, I think all of the First Ladies have had significant impact and influence on the men who became president that they were married to. And I think we can see that historically as well as in recent years. But she was very involved in the political and governing work of President Carter. And then she stayed so. In fact, she and Betty Ford testified together before Congress advocating for addiction to be included in the mental health work that was so important to her. And what an example of two First Ladies, one whose husband defeated the other for president of the United States, but yet they were aligned together in a policy matter. Such an example for us to reflect on today. And I understand that she actually took extensive notes during the peace talks at Camp David between Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin. That was the Camp David peace accords. And it was her reflections and her notes that are perhaps the most extensive human recollection of those conversations and negotiations. So she was an eyewitness to history. I think she was deeply involved in perhaps the making of history. You would be hard-pressed to find a president and a first lady any closer than the two of them were. Mm-hmm. Of course, many were strong examples of being connected to one another and influencing one another, but they're almost a century of life together. They were both from Plains, Georgia. They knew each other for the whole of their lives, and she was certainly an influence on him, his elective pursuits, his governing pursuits, and all of his endeavors post-presidency.